From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Chilean military is trying to keep order in the earthquake-wracked city of Concepcion. Looting and arson are spreading, power remains out, and supplies are still short, as the BBC's Candice Piette reports.
Lootings in the city of Concepcion have created an atmosphere of insecurity amongst many. A curfew has been extended and the military there are patrolling the streets. Today, more troops are expected to arrive in the region with boxes of basic supplies to distribute. In neighbouring Constitucion, another strong earthquake sent people sleeping on lower ground in the ruins of their houses running to the hills, terrified of another tsunami. There's little water or food in the region, although a few water trucks are passing delivering water bottles.
That's BBC reporter Candice Piette in Santiago, Chile. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stops in Chile today. The State Department says she will bring communications gear and promises of more help. Spokesman P.J. Crowley outlines what Chile has asked of the U.S. so far.
Chile has requested our help in terms of providing a field hospital, communication support, and water purification systems. And so we are mobilizing those capabilities.
Clinton is on a five-nation Latin American tour. The Supreme Court returns to the legal battle over gun rights. NPR's Nina Totenberg has some background and says many more cases may follow the one that's before the court today.
In 2008, the Supreme Court ruled for the first time that the Second Amendment right to bear arms guarantees individuals, not just military groups, the right to bear arms. But the court's ruling only limited federal law. Today, in a case testing a Chicago ban on handguns, the question is whether the Constitution also bars state and local governments from enacting certain gun regulations. If gun advocates win, as is widely expected, look for a torrent of other cases, some already in the pipeline, that test a huge array of existing gun regulations, everything from laws banning concealed weapons to those banning the carrying of weapons in public, laws banning assault weapons, laws limiting the number of weapons that can be purchased at one time, laws even that require trigger locks, and many more. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Toyota executives head to Capitol Hill again today. Congress wants to know still more about how Toyota has handled recalls, safety complaints, and quality issues in the past. And lawmakers want to know about changes the big Japanese automaker is putting in place now. General Motors is voluntarily recalling more than a million vehicles. GM says the power steering motors on the cars can malfunction, making the cars hard to steer at low speeds. GM says the vehicles are safe, but it links one injury and a dozen crashes to the problem. This is NPR News. Democrats say they will get jobless benefits and doctors' Medicare payments rolling again quickly as a Republican senator blocks legislation allocating money to them. 2,000 federal highway construction workers are on furlough because of the block by Republican Jim Bunning of Kentucky. Bunning says he wants provisions in the bill paid for with unspent money from economic stimulus legislation. He says he's trying to stop the deficit from ballooning further. Democrats, including Vice President Joe Biden, have been complaining, and Republican support for Bunning's actions has been lukewarm so far. One of Northern Ireland's leading political figures from the dark days of sectarian discord is stepping down. Larry Miller has this report from London.
Northern Ireland Protestant firebrand the Reverend Ian Paisley says he will not stand for re-election as a member of the British Parliament. Representing the Democratic Unionists, the 83-year-old Paisley was a bitter enemy of the Irish Republican Army and opposed to any moves to bring its political wing Sinn Féin into the political fold. In 1985, Paisley rejected the Anglo-Irish Agreement signed by British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and her Irish counterpart Garrett Fitzgerald.
We say never, 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 never.
Yet Paisley eventually softened and agreed to a power-sharing coalition with Sinn Féin, an agreement he says he does not regret. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The leader of a global Muslim movement promoting tolerance is condemning terrorism. The former Pakistani lawmaker says in London that the fatwa or religious edict is absolute. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.